quite a while. We covered some of the important topics of brachas, kavanah and brachas, and sveikas and brachas. We went with the lachas of Shinim Mokom, with the lachas of Vikar V'Tofel, to an extent. We've been talking, being honest, for a while. So I think tonight will probably be the last shiur in this. It's called this series and this topic, at least for the time being. Then there's one more shiur, Bez Hashem, next week before a Banizman and break. Someone next week will talk about things that have to do with the 9 days in Tisha B'Av. Then I hope Bez Hashem after the break for about 3 weeks, and then in Elul, I would like to begin Hilchos Shabbos. Hashem, I'd like to learn to have this year focus on Hilchos Shabbos, which. Of course, one of the Yesodos of Yiddishkeit, and there's a lot to learn, and something we're learning now in the Kollel. So I very much would like to do that. But for tonight I want to discuss some halachos pertaining to being yotze a bracha with somebody else's recital. Somebody saying a bracha, Reuven saying a bracha and being motzi Shimon, or Shleich Tzibur saying a bracha and being motzi people in the Tzibur. When it works, when it doesn't work, and what conditions apply. So the first basic condition in being yotzi bracha with somebody else is that the person who's being motzi you, in order for him to be motzi you, he has to be a bar chiyuva, he has to be chayiv in the bracha, just as you are. And when I say just as you are, that includes that on the same level. Meaning, if you're chayiv in a particular bracha min haTorah, let's say brachas hamazon, you're chayiv min haTorah. So somebody who's only chayiv mid the rabbanon can't be motzi you. For example, a katan can't be motzi a gadol in brachas hamazon. If the gadol ate kadei sviya, he ate enough to be satiated. Then the katan who's even if the katan also ate. But the katan is only chayiv mid the rabbanon because of chinuch. He's not chayiv in any mitzvahs yet min haTorah, so he's not on the same level as you. And that's a ma'akev in being motzi. That's a problem. So he has the presence be chayiv. Then once you've gotten beyond that, so the person, let's say, is chayiv in the bracha, just as you are. So in order to be yotzi you, he has to have Kavana to be motzi you, and you have to kavana to be yotzi, right? You need kavana lahotzi and kavana latzeis, and then he could be motzi you. And typically, by most brachas, even if he's not chayiv right now in the bracha, meaning he's a bar chiyuva like you are, brachas other than food, brachas other than brachas and food. Let's say a bracha on a mitzvah, right? A bracha on a mitzvah. You're about to take a little of an esrog, and for whatever reason, you're not capable of making the bracha yourself. So somebody else could make the bracha for you. Somebody else, as long as he's also a bar chiyuva, another yid, who's chayim in the mitzvah, little of an esrog, just as you are. And even if he's not chayim right now, because he already took a little of an esrog today. He took a little of an esrog earlier. So he's completed the mitzvah. You can only do it once a day. You can only, the ikar mitzvah, is might be an inyan to hold your lulav and esrog other times during the day, walk through the street with it, whatever it is. But the kiyum mitzvah is one time. And once you fulfill that mitzvah, you no longer can make a bracha on that mitzvah till the following day, as long as it's still sukkahs. But nevertheless, somebody who was yotzi already could be motzi me. He's chayiv in the mitzvah, just that he was yotzi. It's what's called afal pisha yotza motzi. Even though he was already yotze for that day, but he can still be motzi me. Okay, so that doesn't apply, however, by brachas on food. By brachas on food, you can't be motzi me unless you're chayiv right now. The fact that you're a bar chiyuva, if you want to eat an apple, you have to make a bar per eitz, just as I do, but you're not eating an apple right now. I'm eating an apple, you're not. So you can't be motzi me, you can't make a bracha bar per eitz. You could make a bracha, asher kedushanam salisvenu, alantilas lulav, even though you're not taking lulav nes right now. You can make it to be motzi me, but you can't make a bar per eitz to be motzi me unless you're actually eating an apple right now. So, and as to include it with what I said before, that the person who's being yotzei, who's being motzi rather, has to be chayiv in the mitzvah, but he's also can only repeat a bracha if he's repeating the bracha, as the example I gave you by the al natilas lulav, that he took the lulav nesek already that day, and he wants to repeat the bracha for someone else, that person has to be chayiv in the mitzvah. So what I mean is, if that person is a woman who wants to fulfill lulav nesek, which is a very nice thing, and we paskin, at least the Ashkenazim, that she could make a bracha on the she could make a bracha on the lulav nesek, but somebody else can't make the bracha for her. Someone else who was already yotzei, he can't repeat the bracha for her. He can't say the bracha al natilas lulav to be motzi a woman who was already yotzei. If he's being mekayim mitzvah himself right now, let's say you have a lulav nesek and your wife has a lulav nesek, and you want to make the bracha be motzi har, that you could do. Because once I'm making the bracha for myself, so she could be yotzei by listening, and you know, I have kavana, she has kavana, I could be motzer. But if I already said the bracha, I can't repeat it for her because she's not chayiv. She might be allowed to do it, she is allowed to do it, and she is allowed to say the bracha herself, but I can't repeat the bracha for her because she's not chayiv in the mitzvah. And that's why...
That would apply also in...
Well, that's how we're knowing by shofar as well. Yes, that if a man who is already yotzei tkiya shofar is blowing shofar for women, and there are no men there who aren't, there's only women there, so they should say the bracha themselves. He should not repeat the bracha for the women. Now, that's what I was going to say is that's. That's why when it comes to Havdalah, so there is a shaila in the poskim if women are chayiv in Havdalah. There are two opinions brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Shitas HaRambam is that women are chayiv in Havdalah because the Rambam learns Havdalah is part of the mitzvahs of Shabbos. And just like women are chayiv in Kiddush, even though Kiddush is a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama, right? It's a time-dependent mitzvah saseh. Typically, women are pater from mitzvah saseh, shazman grama. So why are they chayiv in Kiddush? Because they're chayiv in the mitzvah lo saseh of Shabbos, right? They're a lo sasa ka malacha. Just like a man can't do malacha on Shabbos, a woman can't do malacha. And that's because lo saseh, men and women are equal. So once a woman is chayiv in the lo saseh, which come from the pasuk of Shomar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, then, which is the way it says it in the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Vo'eschanan and Sefer Devarim, so Memela they're chayiv also in the mitzvahs Aseh of Shabbos, which emanate from the mitzvah of Zohar, the pasuk of Zohar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, which says in the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisro. Now the Aseres HaDibros were only given once, but they're recorded in the Torah twice. In Sefer Shmos and Sefer Devarim. In Sefer Shmos it says, but Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. In Sefer Devarim it says, Shomar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. So what did Hashem say? The answer is he said both. And we say that in L'cha Dodi. Shomar V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad Hishmi Anu Keil HaMiyuchad. Hashem, the Keil HaMiyuchad, Hishmi Anu, he made us hear Shomar V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad. He said them simultaneously. Something which a human being can't do. You and I can't say two words simultaneously. We can say two words back to back. We can say Zachar Shamar, Shamar Zachar, but we can't say both words simultaneously. I know they say about some people, they talk out of both sides of their mouth, but that's just an expression. We can't really talk simultaneously out of both sides of our mouth. So we can't say Zachar and Shamar simultaneously, but Kadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. what does it mean Hashem spoke? I mean, that's, you know, Hashem doesn't have a mouth. But, okay, so Hashem said, Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad. And Mimela, from that, he did that to be mechayiv women who are chayiv in shamar, which is lalos haseh, are Mimela chayiv in zachar. So Kiddush, everyone agrees, women have to make Kiddush on Shabbos. Everyone agrees. So the Shaila, so the Rambam says, Havdalah is also part of Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. Zachreyu b'knisaso, Zachreyu b'tziaso. When Shabbos comes, enters, you say Kiddush, you say words of praise of Shabbos, which we call Kiddush. And when Shabbos is exiting, we say words of praise of Shabbos, of Havdalah. We speak about how Shabbos is different, just like Klal Yisrael is different than the Amim, and just like Or is different than Choshech. And so Shabbos is different than the Sheishes Me'amasim. So we praise Shabbos on the way out, that's Zochas Yom HaShabbos Kachov. So according to the Rambam, women are Chayiv in Havdalah. And therefore, really, like that, there would be no problem for a man to repeat Havdalah, a man who already made Havdalah, if there's a woman who didn't make Havdalah and she's not capable or, for whatever reason, not willing or not going to say Havdalah herself, so the man could repeat it. A man could repeat Havdalah, according to the Rambam, could repeat Havdalah for a woman, just like he could repeat Kiddush for a woman. But there's a Yesh Omrim, there's another opinion in Shulchan Aruch, that women are, that Havdalah is not part of the mitzvahs of Shabbos. It's not part of Zachos Yom Shabbos Kachov. Havdalah is a weekday mitzvah, that when Shabbos, after Shabbos, it's not like Kiddush. Kiddush you say on Shabbos, or if it wasn't Shabbos yet, it becomes Shabbos. But Kiddush is on Shabbos. Havdalah is not on Shabbos. Havdalah is after Shabbos. You could say Havdalah on Shabbos in certain, you know, Shasat Chak, when, but typically Shabbos, Havdalah is after Shabbos. So it's not a Shabbos mitzvah, says the other opinion, says the Yesh Omrim. It's a weekday mitzvah. And it's like any other mitzvah that say Shazman Grama, the women are not chayiv. They're not chayiv in Havdalah. And if they're not chayiv in Havdalah, then a man who already was mavdil can't repeat it for a woman. He could be motzi a woman when he's making Havdalah for himself, that's fine. But he can't repeat it on the behalf of a woman. If he said it already, he can't repeat it on behalf of a woman. So how do we pass? Halacha l'maisa, really we pass like the Rambam. And we paskin women are chayiv in Havdalah. And a woman has to make Havdalah or hear Havdalah. And if she missed Havdalah, or let's say a woman lives by herself, she still has to make Havdalah. And even though there's a minhag that women don't make Havdalah, don't drink from the Havdalah, Koshel Havdalah, such a minhag brought in the Magen Avraham from the Shalal Kaddish, that women don't drink from a Koshel Havdalah. But that minhag doesn't supersede halacha, meaning, very nice, if a woman's being yotzei Havdalah with a man, so she shouldn't drink from the Havdalah wine. Even though it's Koshel Bracha, it's a minhag that a woman doesn't drink from the Havdalah wine. But if she wasn't yotzei Havdalah and she has no one to be motzi her, Avada, she has to make Havdalah and drink from the Koshel Havdalah and not to worry about anything. So let's go. So I'm saying we pass near the Rambam. A woman is chayiv in Havdalah. But so since we pass near the Rambam, technically a man should be able to repeat Havdalah for a woman, like I just said. But we're choshish for the other Shita. Even though we pass near like the Rambam, we want to be machmir whenever we can. We're machmir for the other Shita as well. And being machmir for the other Shita is to say that the man shouldn't repeat Havdalah for the woman. Rather, she should say it herself.
I'm repeating for a child, let's say like a 10-year-old girl, let's say. Well, back after Shabbos and she didn't hear
it. 10-year-old girl, for sure, not because she's a girl. She's not better than a 12-year-old girl or a 25-year-old woman. Right, so.
She would make it herself?
Better she should be, yeah, 10-year-old, why not? She should be able to think of it herself. She might not be used to it, but she should do it herself, yeah. The Shaz for a boy. For a boy is Chayev al Schinuch. He's 10 years old. He's Chayev. He's only Chayev al Schinuch. It's chayiv, so that would be a different shaila, but if it's, right, that wouldn't be the shaila of whether women are chayiv. Okay, so therefore it's best that if a woman didn't hear Havdalah yet, and the only man who could possibly make Havdalah or was already yotzei, she shouldn't repeat it. Best she should say it herself. If she absolutely can't or won't, whatever, then he could repeat it because technically we passing the Rambam. Passing the Rambam that she's chayiv, she's chayiv. He can repeat it. So if she can't say it herself, her husband or the other man, the man who's available, would say it for her. But if she say herself, she say it herself. Okay. Now, there are some brachos where it says that you can only be motzi if you have a minyan. Without a minyan, you can't be motzi other people. And there's a question as to how to exactly where this applies. I mean, to what brachas this extends to or applies to. So for example, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch that in Simen Nuntes Sif Dalet, of course, in Arachai, it's brought that when regarding the Birchas Kriya Shema in the morning, so the Chazin says Birchas Yotzer at night too. He says the first bracha, but let's talk about the morning. And it says that the Tzibur says along with him. They also say it. He says it and they say it. And says the Rama, when it gets towards the end of the bracha, the tzibba should try to finish up a little bit before the chazan finishes, so that they could then say amen to the bracha. When the chazan finishes up bracha to Hashem yotzer hamaoros, they could say amen. Then the Rama continues. However, even if a person wouldn't say it, he would just listen to the shliach tzibur, so that would work also. Afal pishu baki, even if he knows to say how to say it himself, he's fluent in the bracha himself, but he could be yotzer with the shliach tzibur. Now he said, Miu, however, Eina Shliach Tzibur Motzi Yachad Bepachas Me'asar. However, says the Rama, only if there's a minion. Only if there's a minion. And on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if he's not a Baki, meaning even if the person doesn't know the Bracha, he has to be at a minion in order to be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. Now, okay, so this is as far as Birchas Kriya Shema. Now, Lamaisa, we anyway don't do it this way to have the Shliach Tzibur be mostly us. We always say it ourselves, right? Even if we have a minion, we say it ourselves. Because one of the reasons is, in order to be Yotzei Shliach Tzibur, you have to stay focused, you have to listen. And first of all, you have to know the din, that the Shliach Tzibur has to know the din, has to have kavanah to be motzi you. You have to kavanah to be Yotzei, and you have to listen carefully to hear every word of the bracha. And that's not always so easy. It's easier to say it yourself. If you're saying it yourself, you're more likely to, first of all, to say every word. And also, even if you don't stay so focused, but you should, of course, when you're davening, but if you said the words, you said the words. Whereas if you're not listening, or if you're not paying attention, if you're not saying it yourself, you're just attempting to listen, and you're not staying focused, you could easily, your mind could wander, and maybe you won't even hear. It's a whole discussion we've spoken about here and there by Kriyas HaMegillah. When a person listens to Megillah's Esther, that could be really challenging to listen carefully, especially if a person is, especially at night, if a person went to work that day or whatever, he went about his regular daily affairs, and now it's nighttime and Purim tends to be rather late. Sometimes it's after they change the clock even, and it's rather late. And you may be fasting if it's most years, at least outside of Yerushalayim. Typically, the Megillah is laying Leil Yudal right after the fast. So it was a long day and you're fasting and it's late at night and you have to listen. The Megillah can take 40 minutes, 45 minutes. So it's a discussion in the postgame. What happens if you're trying to listen, but your mind flies away and the next thing you know, all of a sudden they're up, whatever, they're on the way to the Mishnah. You know, with Achashverosh, and Esther says, "I didn't know she was queen yet. How did she get into the place?" You know, so it's a shaila. There's a discussion in the poskin. Are you yotzei that way? Or it's a whole discussion. Hilchos Purim. Okay, but and that's one of the reasons. Also, maybe the ikar reason why by benching, even if we have a mezumin or a minion, we don't have the mezamein lead the benching and bench out loud and everybody else just listen, which you could do. Once you have a mezumen, you have three people or more, the original way was that the mezamein, the one leading the benching, would bench out loud and everybody else would listen. We don't do that because then you have to listen. You have to listen and, it's not so, you could fail to listen properly. Okay, so we don't do it by Berachas Yotzer either. But if a person needed to do it for whatever reason, let's say a person has a suffix. He's not suffix if he already davened, or if he was yotzi the bracha, or whatever. He's not sure. So he could ask the chazan to be motzi him, and as long as there's a minion, the chazan can motzi him. Okay. Then there's a shaila in the poskim, in the achronim. What about birchas ha-shachar? Birchas ha-shachar in the morning, typically in our shuls, what happens is, well, Nicole, they often don't do it, but in many shuls, at least many shuls, the chazan gets up and one of the first he starts off. He says brachas, right? He says brachas out loud from Asher Nasan L'Sech Vivina. Goes through all the brachas Hashachar. So is he being motzi other people? Typically not, right? Typically everybody says them themselves. They just listen and answer Baruch Hu and Amen. If they were being yotze, they wouldn't answer Baruch Hu, right? When you're being yotze, Baruch Hu else, you answer Amen. That's very important, but you don't say Baruch Hu. But typically in the morning, he's not being motzi anyone. Even in shuls where they say the bracha, he's not being motzi. But could a person be yotzei? Let's say a person is not sure. sometimes people make Berachas HaShachar and I got confused. My finger slipped or whatever, and I'm not sure if I said one of them. I got a little confused. So could you ask the Shleich Tzibur to be motzi you? The answer is, you could, but let's say there's no minion yet. Let's say it's, you know, it's maybe a small crowd. This shul gets this particular minion usually gets a small crowd, and when they start a brachas, they don't have 10 people yet. They have 7 people, whatever it is, fewer than 10 people. So could the Shleich Tzibur be motzi you even if you don't have 10 people? So that's Shalom Liachronim. The Levush, Levush was a Talmud of the Ramah, and he wrote this from the Levush Malchus, a different Chalakim where he wrote over the Dinim of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah, with interlaced with some of his own, let's say Psakim or Beirim, etc. So the Levush says in the end of Simin Vav that no, you need 10 people. To be motzi with Berachas HaShachar, you have to have 10 people. Otherwise, you can't be motzi, the Chazan can't be motzi without 10 people. The Magen Avraham is mefakpek. Magen Avraham challenges this Levush and doesn't necessarily feel that that's true lahalacha. However, it's a shaila in the Chai Adam.
What's the reason why certain brachas we need minion lights?
So that's a good question. But, I didn't bring. I think the Levush uses a lashon like brachas that are rachamim. So you should. One second. No. I can't answer that right now properly. Exactly why some brachas dafkin, you know, I mean, there are different things brought, but I can't answer that right now. I don't really understand fully why that is. So you'll forgive me, but we'll leave that unanswered for now. So in the Chai Adam in Klal Hay, in Simon Yutess. Simin, rather, I'm sorry, Yud Zayin. He says like this: Kol habrachos kulam yachal echad levarech ulhotzias acherim. Umitzvah neuchru. It's even the right thing to do. It's proper that someone should be motzi others. Why? Debrovam hadras melech. Rovam means if one person is being motzi others, that's called rovam. Meaning, if you have 20 people in shul. That's one thing, but if you have 20 people all being yotzi with the same amira, with the same one person saying it and everybody's yotzi, that's called barovam. They're all part of the same fulfillment of the mitzvah. Barovam adres melech. The efshin to lo nogu achshav. Maybe the reason we don't do it now is sheina kol b'kiyin l'skavin lahotzi. Omitam amvor b'simin jalf. The reason why we don't do it that way now, but is even technically a mila to it. Then he goes on. Ela sheyesh chiluk, the birchos hashachar ubirchos kriyishma, ein yecholim lahotzi pachas miyud. Birchos hashachar and the brachos of kriyishma, you can't be motzi with less than 10. So you see, he's saying like the Levush, birchos hashachar. Birchos kriyishma, that's already the Ramah in Siman Nutes. But he says birchos hashachar as well. Birchos hashachar, ein motzi, ein yecholim lahotzi pachas miyud. Ve'oz motzi, bein habaki, oein habaki. He doesn't say the reason here. He doesn't give a reason. I think what the Levush is explaining when I started to say about rachamim is brachas like Shmoneh Esrei, which are rachamim, you can't even be motzi at all, even with 10 people, unless the person's eino baki. Person's eino baki, he doesn't know how to daven. He can't daven by himself. Then the Shleich Tzibur can be motzi him with a minion. But if he's a baki, no, because those are brachas of rachamim. Brachas of rachamim, you got to say yourself. You don't ask somebody else to implore Hashem for you. You be mevakesh rachamim yourself. Brachas that are not rachamim, someone else could be motzi you. But still, sometimes you find you need 10, sometimes not. So that, as I said, we're leaving unexplained for the moment. But, okay. So the Ma'aseh of the Chai Adam says, like the Levush, is that how do we paskin that way? So the Bir Halacha discusses it here in Siman and Tes on if Dalid Dibur Amaschel B'Pachas Mei Asara. He mentions the Levush. He mentions that the Magen Avraham disagrees. And then he brings the Prima Gadim, makes a comment. And then he brings the Chai Adam that we just quoted. So, it sounds like it's good to be machmer. Sounds like it's a good try to be machmer on this, and don't ask the shliach tzibur to be motzi you, unless is a minyan, or if you have no choice. So, like, let's say you attack a mesupik, you don't know if you made a bracha, one of the brachas, you don't know. So you can't just say it yourself, right? So if a bracha is lahaka, you can't say it yourself. You don't want to go away without saying the bracha. So there, you could ask the shliach tzibur or anybody else. Somebody else walks into shul and didn't say brachas yet. You could ask him to be motzi you. Now, I guess the best thing would be wait till there's a minyan. But I mean, the fact that there's a minyan, I don't think it helps unless he's saying it for the tzibur. If he's just saying the fact that there are 10 people in the room and somebody else is saying a bracha to you quietly, nobody else hears it, I don't think that's called basara. Basara means he's saying it to the ears of nine other people besides himself. So normally you wouldn't have that eitzah unless when the shliach tzibur says the bracha is already a minyan, fine. So Shuas morning, we do many of us have a suffix, right? If you stay up all night learning, like the minute, so then in the morning you have a shiloh on certain brachos, not on most of the brachos, but on certain brachos. Amongst those brachos is the bracha of Hamavir Sheinam Yeinu, which is the last one of the brachos of Shachar. So suffix if you could say the bracha, you didn't sleep. So how could you say Hamavir Sheinam Yeinu? Or could you anyway, because it's a regular bracha. They were masakin it for a minagaylam that in the morning Hashem takes away the slumber from people's eyes. You happen to not have slept, but many people do sleep at night. So the minig is to have one person who did sleep be motzi the others. And okay, Baruch Hashem, we usually have a minyan, usually have more than a minyan, so we don't have that problem. But we find that at that point, once he's being motzi and within, he's typically motzi the whole list, right? The person who makes the brachas, so okay, he has the bracha on Til Shadayim. Okay, that really you can say yourself also, as long as you got your hands dirty beforehand. But the bracha of Elokai Nisham is a suffix, so we need him to say that. Birchas Atar is a suffix. But then the whole list from Asher Naslan Sechel Yivina till the last one is no Shaila. You could say it yourself. But that's not what they do. What they have this, they have whoever's making the bracha just goes through the whole thing. And I think probably most people are listening to him and being Yotze. It could be the reason they do it that way is just in order to keep things moving and organized. And otherwise, you'd have to, stop and okay, everybody say the brachas, and then okay, make sure everybody's ready, give a clap, and start. Then he starts the last bracha. It would be more difficult to coordinate. So this way, he says them all himself. But if somebody wants to be say them not to be yotzi, have got not to be yotzi, and say them on his own, as the shliach tzibur was saying, say them on his own. He could do that. He doesn't have to. You don't have to be yotzi with him. And I would say if there's no minyan, it's probably even preferable. Let's say hopefully you'll get a minyan, but right now there's no minyan yet. There's no minyan. So there's no minyan at the time that they're starting to daven and saying the brachas. So then the lechor would be better. So when it comes, better to say to yourself. So hamavri sheinu, you can't say yourself. So then you'll have the yotzi with the shliach tzibur. And if there's not a minyan, we saw mechon the magen Avram, and those who disagree with the levush say yotzi. But if there's a minyan, but if the other brachos, which you don't have to be yosi with him, if there's no minyan, say them yourself. Okay, so we covered some of the main components here, and that is the idea of asara, not asara, the idea of kavanas motzi, kavanas yotze, and the idea of whether we, being a chayev, an equal level, and when we say yotze motzi, not yotze motzi. Okay, so just want to maybe discuss one more halacha that's not directly on this, but it's right here in this siman and test, and something that's nogei every morning, in shul, and that is that. I mentioned before that when you're saying Yotzer, the bracha of Yotzer Ar, and concludes with Yotzer Ma'aros, so you should try to finish a little bit before the Shliach Tzibur, so that you can answer Amen. And the din is we do answer Amen, even though we're holding in Birchas Kriyashma, which is an important part of davening. You can't be mafsik, like you can't stamp to, you can't say Baruch HaVishmo then, and you can't certainly can't talk extraneously. But Amen, you could say, and actually even Amen, you say only Bein HaPrakim. In the middle, you wouldn't say Amen, right? In the middle of the, if you haven't finished Yotzei Me'aretz, or let's say you did finish, but you already started the next bracha Ava Rabbah, you don't answer Amen. When you hear him say Yotzei Me'aretz, you don't answer Amen, because in the middle of a perek, you don't answer Amen. Middle of a perek of Birchas Kriyat Shema or Kriyat Shema itself, you don't answer Amen. Bein HaPrakim, you can answer Amen. So Bein HaPrakim, you can answer Amen, whether it's on that bracha or in any bracha, you can answer Amen. Right? Okay, the shaila is, what about the brach of Ava Rabba, which ends in Habocher Bama Yisrael Ba'ava, and followed by Kriyishma? Do you answer Amen on that bracha? If you finished Habocher Bama Yisrael Ba'ava and you haven't started Shema, do you answer Amen or not? What's the shaila? Why not? It's Bein HaPrakim. It is Bein HaPrakim. But the shaila, the thing is that those are, since those are brachos, Yotzer Ma'oris and Ava Rabba are brachos on Kriyishma in a sense, they're called Brichas Kriyishma, so maybe you shouldn't interrupt between the end of the Birchas Kriyishma and Kriyishma. You should go straight from Habocher B'Moisol Bava into Kriyishma, and you shouldn't interrupt. And you know where that opinion is actually brought? La'alacha? In the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Sivdal, Nun Tes Sivdal, V'lo yane omen achas yem Habocher B'Moisol Bava, Mishum dehavei hefzik. Shouldn't answer me. You shouldn't answer me. But the Rama disagrees. Not over here, but elsewhere. The Rama says differently. The Rama holds that you should answer Rami. Because it's not a birchas hamitzvah like other. It's not like a bracha on, I made a bracha on Netilas Lulav, and then I have to take the Lulav Nesek right away. I can't interrupt, right? Or I made a bracha on whatever it may be. I made a bracha on something else, any other mitzvah, and I'm about to do the mitzvah. So, I made a bracha on tefillin, lanich tefillin, and the guy next to me is drinking a cup of coffee before davening, and he says shakal. I said lanich tefillin. Before I even fasten my tefillin, or even in the middle, I hear the guy next to me says shakal neib dvaro on a cup of coffee. I'm not allowed to say amen. I can't say amen. I'm in the middle of doing the mitzvah, or I made the bracha on the mitzvah. I can't say amen in between the bracha and the mitzvah, and I can't say amen either one until I complete doing the mitzvah. So by Birchas Kriyishma, it's not exactly the same thing. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah in the same way. You don't say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Sivanu Likra Hashma. So the Ma says you should answer amen after a bracha Mitzvah Ba'ava. You should answer amen, and that's the minig in some Ashkenazic circles. For example, I understand that in the Lakewood Yeshiva, that's the minhag, that the Chazan finishes the bracha, and the Tzibur says Amen.
What's the Amen going on?
Baruch Hashem Yisrael Baba. When he finishes the bracha, Baruch Hashem Yisrael Baba.
So why is it not a hefsek?
Because it's not a question of hefsek. It's not that it's not a hefsek. It's that it's okay to be mafsek with Amen, because the brachas are not brachas on the mitzvah in the classical sense. Right?
They're by themselves. The brachas are themselves. They just...
Sorry?
It's not a bracha on Shema.
Right, exactly.
It's a bracha on...
It's brachas, it's the brachas that are associated with and that precede and follow Kriya Shema. But it's not a birchas ha-mitzvah in the classical sense. Asher kiddushonu m'sosavit sivonu l'kro ha-shema. That's not what we say. So it's a bracha that's attached to Kriya Shema. But it's okay, says Rama, to be mafsik in between the Amen. You could say Amen in between. So the Rama paskins, you say Amen in between. But the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what? Better to avoid the Shaila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you finished Habocher B'Moisel Ba'ava Taka, and you haven't started Shema, and then you hear the Chazin, or for that matter, anybody else, guy sitting next to you, say Habocher B'Moisel Ba'ava, then you have to say Amen. You finished the bracha yourself. You're not in the middle. You're Be'em Tzeperek. You finished the bracha and you haven't started Shema. So you're, excuse me. I meant to say you're Bein HaPrakim. You're Bein HaPrakim. So you answer Amen. But says the Mishnah Berurah, try to avoid the Shaila. How should you avoid the Shaila? Finish off with the Shliach Tzibur, Habocher B'Moisel Ba'ava, together with the Shliach Tzibur, and then when you finish a bracha with somebody else, you don't say Amen, because that's like saying Amen to your same bracha, to your own bracha. If you finish the same bracha that he said, you finish together with him, you don't say Amen. on his bracha, because that would be like saying bracha amen on your bracha. So that's what the Mishnah recommends. The Shliach Tzibba should say it out loud. Avad, he has to say a bracha ma'isol be'avo out loud, that everyone should hear him. That's part of his job as Shliach Tzibba. But you should try to say it with him. Try to synchronize. Wait at the end till he's about to finish off, and finish off with him, and then you don't have to answer amen. But if you didn't, you already finished before he said it, and you haven't started Shema, then Mishnah agrees, like the Ramah, you have to answer amen.
What's the difference between that and Gal Yisrael by Shema Yisrael?
Because Gal Yisrael is, first of all, what's that?
Smicha
Tzfila. Right, Smicha Tzfila is a stronger Smicha. There it's more important to be somich. It doesn't say to be somich kriya shema the brachas, just that brachas kriya shema. They are supposed to be somich tefillah. But there too, if you actually finished Gal Yisrael and heard the chazan finish, I do believe lahalacha, you are supposed to say amen. But you're definitely supposed to avoid it. There everyone agrees you should avoid it. Everyone agrees. And so there, the way some people do is the chazan drops his voice and doesn't say Gal Yisrael out loud. That's how it's done in some circles. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say to do that. And some strongly discourage that way, say it's not the right way of doing it. The chazan has to say it out loud. It's part of his job as chazan to finish off the brachas out loud. So what you should do, either finish with him, like we just said now, that's one of the eights the Mishnah Berurah gives, finish together with him, and then you don't say amen, or start Shemona Esrei just a word or two before him. Finished Gal Yisrael, Hashem's supposed to say right before. Even though you're not supposed to start before the Tzibra, the Mishnah says, but if it's such a slight amount before, it's no problem. So you're definitely supposed to try not to be in a position of having to answer amen there. But if you find yourself in that position, you do answer amen. But you definitely try to avoid it. Finish together with the Shliach Tzibra, or finish a little bit before him and start Hashem's supposed to say Tiftach.
If I'm finishing, let's say I just finished all the Rishonim, right? And then Shliach Tzibra started, said Gal Yisrael. I know there's an issue maybe with time with Tzibra, but should someone say amen?
You're up to no, because you're in Be'em Tzeperek. Once you start Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Lemar Tzitzis, you're right, it's all one parak till Gal Yisrael. There's no more answering amen there. There's no place you can answer amen except at the end of Gal Yisrael if you get stuck, like I just said. Right? Once you start the third parsha of Kriya Shema till you finish Gal Yisrael, that's all one parsha. There's no, even if the Siddur has breaks in it, but they're not being a prakim. Even when you finish Shema, it's not being a prakim. When you finish Emes V'Yatziv before Ezra Sabasenu, it's not being a prakim. It's all one parak. So there's no more amens. Okay, so you don't. So the answer is no. You're up to Al Rishonim, or even if you're up to Al Achronim, doesn't make a difference. You can't answer amen there. Okay. We'll try to catch Varchu. So, like I said, yeah, go ahead.
What if you're holding the
Shkinesa,
the
script
still is saying Kedusha? Should you wait for the script to burn out?
Yeah, you should stop.
If you don't know if he has your mind.
But you should stop and listen to the main, at least the main parts, Kaddush, 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 Baruch Hashem, and Yimloch, and Hakel, Baruch Hashem, Hakel, Kaddush. You should listen to the main parts, yes.
Hopefully the Shittim is going to say it out loud.
Yes.
Sometimes they cut half of it, then
you lost
the whole thing,
and
then it's
a collapse. Okay, well, not it has to give you, not be quiet, but you can't be Yossi Shmei Kohen if you can't hear it, right?
Yeah.
But if you know that happens, you know, some given Eitzah, let's say it's, you know that you daven behind us at Shabbos, you never hear the Shliach Tzibra because he doesn't say that part. You can, before davening or whenever you got, is a person sits next to you, he davens a little quicker. Do me a favor, Kedusha, say it out loud. Be mosi me. Doesn't have to be Shliach Tzibra. You can ask the guy sitting next to you.
Oh, the guy next to you can hear from the Shliach.
No, he's saying Kedusha. He finished minutes. He davens quicker than you. He says Kedusha.
So I'm saying you'll be yoints from the guy next to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of Shliach Tzibra.
And you can do that right now. When you go home tonight, call the guy next to you. If you know that you usually take longer and he takes shorter, call him up tonight. Don't wait for Shabbat. So from now on, if you see me in Shemona Esrei and they're up to Kedusha, do me a favor, say it out, have me in mind. The worst thing that happens, you'll hear it from the Shliach Tzibra also. No harm. You can do that. But you have to keep the same seat every week, which you're supposed to do anyway. Okay. So like I said last